Hey y'all, this is Lashana Harney from Wind City Voices, and you're listening to The Voices of Winchester, the show that brings your stories, our stories, and all of the voices of Winchester right to your ears.
Hello everyone, this is Pete Catullus. Welcome to the Voices of Winchester podcast. Today is a special bonus episode. This one's a little bit shorter than our usual episodes, and we're featuring today two gentlemen from Winchester, Mr. Brett Chevron and Mr. Mason Rodas. And we're going to be talking about something called the Mrs. Roper Romp, an event that's coming up in Winchester soon. So stick around and let's see what Brett and Mason have to say. I've got with me in my studio here at the worldwide headquarters of Wind City Media, two Winchester men that everybody knows well. I need no introduction. Mr. Brett Chevron and Mr. Mason Rodas of Mason on Main. Guys, thanks for stopping by today.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks.
It's my pleasure. Now, the reason you guys are here today is we want to talk about this Mrs. Roper romp. I'd like for, whose idea was this initially?
It was mine.
And where did you get the idea from, Brett?
I have known about the rompers for a long time, and then I just started following a lot of the Facebook pages for them, and then I posted it on Facebook, and I said, Mason, we've got to do this, and of course, he said yes, and then we got all these yes, 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 so I figured, let's try it. It's something new to bring to Winchester.
Yes, something fun for the adults.
Absolutely. So I didn't realize that this was already a thing. So other places have done this.
Yeah, it started like in the 70s where there were quite a few, I think like 50 guys. They went to Decadence in New Orleans, which is a big gay parade. And they dressed up like Miss Roper. Then it just became an annual thing, and people just started doing Roper's romps, and there's international, they go on cruises, the ones in Louisville walk in the, what was that called, the St. Patrick's Day Parade, They're going to walk in the Easter Parade, so I figured,
we're going to walk in the Christmas Parade. This year.
Maybe.
Tell me, what is the... Now, of course, I assume most of our listeners, especially if they're as old as we are familiar with the show Three's Company that was on in the 70s, and Mrs. Roper was the landlady of the young people that inhabited the apartment, and a lot of comedy was around that. But why Mrs. Roper? Why do you think this whole Mrs. Roper thing got started? What's the appeal there?
I think it was the red hair and her caftan. She always had to, was it a caftan or a muumuu?
Caftan.
I can tell you that anytime I watched that show, if she wasn't on it, it wasn't nearly as good for me.
And I think it was like how she put up with her husband. When you read about it, she was like sex deprived, and she would always be like that and try to reach out. And she knew there.
Stanley.
And she knew the secrets of the Jack and Chrissy when her husband did not.
So as I recall, Jack told him, or was this the other guy? There were two landlords. He told him he was gay, so he would be okay with him living with the girls.
With the two girls.
And so most of the comedy revolved around Jack trying to hide the fact that he wasn't really gay. And that comedy ensued, as they say.
Exactly.
How can you sort of just describe what's going to happen? Now, this is going to be at the hall downtown, correct?
Right.
And I mean, what's going to happen? People are just going to show up dressed as Mrs. Roper, and then what?
Well, the hall, I thought the hall would be a good place to start because it's open and people can kind of mingle. They will be having some type of food there. People would like to get the food. Then they'll be serving alcoholic beverages, and I'm going to get with him and have like special names like the... Stanley, you know, the Chrissy, the Jack, different things like that. So It's just going to be
the Regal Beagle.
It's going to be named the Regal Beagle.
Oh, you're
going
to change the name for the night to the Regal Beagle. That is awesome.
Yes. And it's just going to be more of a meet and just have fun. And then we might go on to Mickey's and see how long that lasts. We might go up to the Abettor. So I don't want to make this our first bar crawl. I just wanted it mostly to be together. But I know a couple of people will be going to Mickey's afterwards.
It's where you'll see my red wig.
Yeah, I see the posts on Facebook. Mickey's is a really happening place on the weekends, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's not my thing anymore. I'm not much of a bar person these days, but it sure does look like y'all have a lot of fun down there.
It is very fun.
It is.
He's like, who was that guy on Cheers that everyone knew? Hey, Norm.
Norm.
Yes. Norm. Norm. He's the Norm.
He's the Norm. Okay. All right.
Chili's or Mickey's.
All right. Does everybody have to dress up to participate in this? Or, I mean, I'm sure you would prefer that they do, but what if I just want to go and take it in and I don't want to put on a red wig? Is that okay?
I'm fairly lenient since this is the first one. Then in hopes people will feel more at ease wearing everything. So this one, I'm not going to be as harsh, but afterwards it might have to be. And you could come dressed as Mr. Furley.
Oh.
How he had the ascot.
Yeah.
I don't know. The first one never really had a dress.
I think it was
Mr. Roper.
It was usually that it was a jumpsuit.
It was a jumpsuit he wore with that ascot.
Yes. That's Mr. Furley. Yeah. Yes. Right.
Yeah, that was, Don Knotts, right. Barney Fife. That was a funny character, too, because he was basically the same character as Barney Fife, just different clothes.
Right. I look like Barney Fife already.
Mason, I've got to tell you, buddy, that picture that you put on Facebook that time with the hat, I seriously, dude, I mean, you could pass for Barney Fife.
Make a good Stanley, too.
Okay.
But it's all about Mrs. Roper.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and if you're not wearing a red wig and a caftan, you just can't be in any group photos. Right.
Okay. Good. So do you guys have an idea of how many people are planning to show up?
I was telling him I'd like to at least have 50. So far on Facebook, 22 have responded yes, but you can't really depend on 22.
That's true.
But we've had like almost 200 people respond. And we just have to get an approximate number so that I can give Halls an approximate number.
Sure.
You know, I don't want to say let's plan for 20 and then, you know, 100 show up.
Well, we'll try to help you get the word out.
Oh, Stanley.
Have you faced any obstacles at this point? Any not resistance?
Have you?
No.
Not yet.
Okay.
And that's why I put in the description of it that everybody's welcome. This isn't gay people
drag
putting
queens.
It together. It isn't drag queen.
No.
Every Miss Roper's group has everything. And the majority are women. They outnumber everyone else. So, no problems.
Well, you know, I don't think this is, and we didn't have any problems with the drag shows, really. I mean,
there were
some protesters, but there wasn't any real trouble. So I can't imagine any, this would, I mean, this is just fun. This is just,
that's all it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's all it is. And a couple people asked if they could bring their children. And I said, sure. If you feel comfortable, it's open. There'll be people drinking. There'll be all these people dressed as women.
They make little caftans.
Yeah. I said, go to Mason's on Main, and he could make you one.
No, he cannot.
Okay, so this is taking place on, what's the date? April the 20th?
April the 20th.
April the 20th.
At 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m. Starting at 7 p.m. We don't know when it's going to end.
Right.
Who knows how long it's going to go on.
At the Regal Beagle, which is the hall.
Which is the hall downtown. For the night, it will be renamed the Regal Beagle.
Yes.
I think that is so cool. Is there anything else you guys want to say about this that I haven't asked?
The only thing I want to say is so many people talk about nothing to do, and people talk about being new in town and not feeling included. So this is just a way for everyone to come out, meet people, meet new friends. Then the friends could go on and become lifelong friends. Come meet people that you don't know. Just relax and have fun.
Mason, you have anything to add?
If we have a lot of fun doing it here, we may all load up and do one in Louisville and march with those ropers in one of their parades from the Winchester chapter.
Right.
That sounds just wonderful.
Because yeah, that's
a roper bus. Yeah,
a roper bus. Because
There's not one in Lexington. Mm-mm. And I know the Louisville one just started. And I was thinking, we need to do this before Lexington does.
Yes.
Right. You know? Absolutely.
So we beat Lexington.
Have we covered all the bases?
I think so. Don't you?
You can get your Mrs. Roper wig on Amazon for $18. Caftans, you can look around, but Hell's Half Acre is where I'm going to get my caftan through Mickey Wright. And jewelry, Tara Hatton will help you with your jewelry for Mrs. Roper.
And the Hell's Half Acre is in the McEldowney building,
yes.
Correct? Yeah,
yes.
Okay. So, yeah, good. That's some good information to know. All right, guys, thanks so much for stopping by. It's always good to see you two characters. And I can say that because I'm a character myself. So,
well, we appreciate.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, appreciate you getting the word out.
Absolutely. That was Brett Chevrant and Mason Rodas, who are promoting the Mrs. Roper Romp to take place in downtown Winchester at the Hall. For one night only, April 20th, 2024, from 7 p.m. to who knows when, the Hall will become the Regal Beagle, and Winchester will have its very first Mrs. Roper Romp. It really does sound like a lot of fun, y'all, so let's see if we can get a good crowd out for this event. Well, that does it for this episode of the Wind City Voices podcast. Again, I'm your host, Pete Catullus. Be sure and follow us. Keep up with the podcast episodes, and you can also check us out online, www.windcityvoices.org. We have a lot of writers and creators doing all kinds of cool stuff right here in Winchester. We have commentaries, we have fiction stories, we have poetry, we have all kinds of photography, art, every kind of creative endeavor you can imagine, and it's focused mainly on our community. We do some commentaries about state and national goings-on, but mostly we are a local publication. That's windcityvoices.org, and also be sure to keep following our podcast. We're going to hopefully do a lot more of these episodes in the near future. That's it for today's episode. I hope you all enjoyed my chat with Brett and Mason. And if you liked what you heard, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is brought to you by Wind City Media. For even more content, head over to windcityvoices.org and stay up to date on everything Wind City Media. Follow us on Facebook at Wind City Voices. Till next time.